Blog Talk Radio.
I got everything I want in my life except a girlfriend. Just copped a Bentley and it's parked in my garage. At 2 o'clock, I pull him in for my massage. And everywhere we go, they know just who we are. There they go with some ghetto superstars. The latest throwback and the ones on my feet. Get out the Benz and then I'm off up in the cheap. Taking pics with chicks that look like Alicia Keys. All of that, I'm still missing one thing. Ball of Nike suit.
Right.
I'm being pampered while I'm chilling by the pool.
Uh-huh.
From the show to the limo to the club. Into the air, showing nothing but some love. Got plenty clothes, plenty ice, plenty cash. I'm pretty swole, pretty ass, plenty. I got every single thing that I need, except for main squeeze. I need it all.
Oh,
way to talk to strangers, but I feel like I already know you. And if you need somebody, I wanna manage you. I can tell that you've been through some changes in your past relationship, but come on and walk through that door, 'cause I'm what you've been waiting for. Let it know. We can talk. I wanna be the gossipy in your life.
Such a journey, and to get to this point, I know we can't sum it up, in a brief interview. But what can you touch on some of the things that brought you to God's Spirit and living a Christian life and making music like this?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, man, my mother and grandmother always had me and my two sisters in church. I mean, we had participated in the youth ministries and children's ministries, and I mean, we were like always there, Sunday school, Bible study, choir rehearsal, everything, right? When I got to be 16 years old, my mom asked a question that she had never asked before. She said, "Jerry, you going to church this Sunday?" And that was kind of interesting because she'd always be like, "Boy, get your butt up. You know, we're going to church." But this Sunday morning, she asked me. And so I said, "No, Mom, I'm not going to church this morning, you know." And subsequently, now later, I got to fast forward because she later told me in life that she did that for a reason, because she felt that it was necessary for me to make a choice for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at this time I didn't know, and I didn't know, I'm not going. And so I just stopped going to church, man, and got out of it. And I tell you, what happened to me was like a sliding board into literal hell that I created for myself, man. Everything opened up at that point. Sexual promiscuity. I became a father at 17 years old. I started drinking. I'd never done that before. Smoking weed, smoking cigarettes. We had a little neighborhood band, you know, that we had together. So I, you know, let's push it. And we went into the clubs. We were playing in clubs underage. I got involved in pornography real heavy. I mean, I just went into this huge sliding board that I didn't come back out of until I was about 28 years old. And part of the reason that I came out is because I began to study Islam. As you can remember, Malcolm X was the big thing, and everybody was kind of like into that leaning. The movie that came out and the whole Jews, I had read the autobiography of Malcolm X, and then I began studying Islam with my uncle. The interesting thing, Joe, was the fact that every time, at least in this study group, every time they'd open up the Quran, they'd open up the Bible. And we'd study the Quran, we'd look at the Bible, you know, and it was always like they were referencing the Bible. And my question became, well, what is the standard? To me, if the Quran is the, if this is the standard, there's no need for the Bible. If the Bible is the standard, well, you know, what's the point, basically? And like I said, I don't think that's relative to all black Muslims or all study groups, but that was relative to ours. And what it made me do was pick up the Bible and begin reading it for myself. And I began studying the life of Jesus Christ for myself, not for what my mom was saying, not from what my grandmother was teaching me in Sunday school or whatever. And once I got hooked on this person, I discovered that he offered so much more than this militant stance that we were taking. And it wasn't about black or white anymore. It wasn't about the white man being the devil. I mean, I knew people in my own neighborhood who were the same color as myself who would kick in my door and do harm to my family if, you know, if it went to that level. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't this race issue. It was about a relationship. And it wasn't about this religion with all of these rules of do this, don't do that. It was about relationship. And that's what Jesus Christ offered me, and I took it. And I just watched him take away all of these things from me. Now, I watched him take away the drugs where, you know, 1993 was my worst year, where I was high every day from the New Year's Eve party from 92 into 93, from 93 into 94. I don't remember one single thing but one instance, Joe. And I'm telling you the God's truth here.
Right.
The only event that I remember is that I had been out of school 10 years, man. I graduated in 83, and they were having a class reunion, and I didn't want to go because I was ashamed of what I had become. And that's the only event that I created. Everything else is a blackout. So by February of 94 is when I decided to turn it around, man, and that's when I surrendered my heart to Christ, and I just watched all of this stuff begin to fall. Not to say that there were not, you know, lapses back and forth, but you know what? I tell you what, man, he has cleaned up my life, and I'm grateful, man. I'm a married man now, man. I'm a licensed minister. I mean, this cat, man, I mean, 10 years ago, this cat is going to be a minister.
Right. And there are no blackouts. So that,
right.
Yeah.
So, forget it. So he's able to do it.
Yeah, I tell you, honestly, I'm getting chills when you're talking like that.
Come on, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
This is the Lord, man. This is not me. This is a, you know, and sometimes you hear people tell their testimony, and I'm telling you, everybody who's listening to Joe right now, you're listening to this is a dead man. You know, you heard, saw that movie Dead Man Walking?
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself dead, man, because I had made some choices. I had gotten out some cars, Joe, where the people who were in the car didn't come back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm trying to abbreviate things for you, brother, but this is a dead man that Christ himself took and brought back to life because I was out for the count many times, waking up places you don't know where you're at.
Right,
this is
right.
Jerry B., man.
And he's here today with a great enlightening story.
See, I'm talking too much. I told you.
No. I've been through some of the places, you know, that you just spoke on. So, you know, it's great that, you know, people, miracles can happen, right?
Absolutely.
And people should go right now because we're going to get into some more of perseverance right now and come back for a little brief word with Jerry B. But let's see, we'll get into something called Know Hour.
This is Know Who You Are.
Know Who You Are. Uh-oh.
Isn't that a great start?
Yeah.
B.B. Bentley.
Right. Oh, okay.
B.B. Bentley on this one. This is Know Who You Are.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great cut, though.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into it right now, and we'll come back and talk with Jerry B. from Sound Doctrine.
Come with me. gave you everything, but it wasn't enough. And now you wanna communicate. Go find someone else and then you go. I'm loving myself. You got a problem, but don't come asking me for help.
Alone. So if you say it's on and it's on. Bang this in your whip. Have some cold roadie with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just poke it and tote it.
Here's another one, and another one, from Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L site, keep the rhymes right, yo. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some cold roadie with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just poke it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. New Jack. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap made with the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
Never finding anyone else. This thing that